Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves following the Terriers' loss to UAlbany. Coach, if you could offer up general thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, obviously disappointed. I think even in the effort today, which is not normal. I thought we just weren't locked in. I thought we had a pretty decent first quarter to start, which we talked about wanting to do. But after that, you know, it's kind of all downhill. There's a lot to take from this game. But we have a quick turnaround, obviously, this week with a quick game on Thursday. So want to definitely learn from this, but move on. Albany played a phenomenal game. Phenomenal. They're so efficient.
Questions?
I mean, obviously, Albany is an extremely good team. They're experienced as well. I guess, what were the areas that you didn't do as well as you wanted to?
I mean, we just weren't getting into offense. I think when we weren't making shots, because we had some open looks, but when we weren't making those shots, it affected our ability to defend too. Like, we just felt deflated. We had 3 assists today to 20 turnovers, which is just a crazy ratio. We didn't share the ball enough. We dribbled the ball too much instead of getting into offense. I think their pressure affected us a little bit. And it's just hard when multiple people don't show up instead of, one or two have a bad game. I felt like we didn't show up today and we weren't ready to go today. I talked to the team after just about, I'm going to reflect on this, what I can do better, but all just reflecting so we can learn from this and actually take steps to move toward getting better.
Were you expecting them to kind of push the pace like that often off the misses? And then why were you guys not able to kind of keep up, especially in the first half?
You know, they're decent in transition, not as fast as they played today. And they were just, they're efficient normally, but I thought they were really efficient. And I thought they were uncovered a lot of time. Donovan had 32 and most of her shots were open. So it's just the lock-in piece. We got to try to put 40 minutes together of the lock-in, and whether or not we're making shots, we typically don't shoot this low of a percentage. But when that happens, we got to understand that we have to defend and get stops, which down the stretch and just throughout the game, which we didn't do. They played fast, understandably, with 30 points off our turnovers because we turned it over 20 times. And a lot of those were steals for them to go the other way pretty easily without people defending, unfortunately. So we just have to do a better job taking care of the basketball.
Do you chalk up the turnovers? Obviously, it's been a problem all year. Do you chalk it up to the young team? And I guess, like, how do you kind of turn this around?
We focus on it in practice. Every drill has a turnover limit. In practice, we have a total turnover limit. We watch them. We talk about reads. We do read drills constantly. So my hope is, today was kind of a one-off, and we just didn't play well. Because other than that, I feel like we've gotten a little bit better at taking care of the basketball. So I'm hoping this was more of a fluke. It's about to approach finals week, which, is always a difficult time for them, and they're pretty stressed out. So I'm hoping we can bounce back. We have tomorrow to prep, and then, we have Lowell on Thursday, and I hope that's a good opportunity for us to bounce back.
Yeah, a similar thing with, allowing the offensive rebounds for them. Like, just that was also a problem last year. Like, why has that been such an issue? And do you think you might need to kind of change your approach in that way in practice to kind of get them to start boxing out, I guess?
It's a great question. I ask them all the time, and that's also a focus. We have a overboard limit in drills. We have an overall in practice. We do box out drills every single day. Now we've also added O-boarding drills for us to work on O-boarding, because I think we can be a better offensive rebounding team and generate second chance opportunities that way, especially, we're a pretty big team overall. We have big wings too. So it's just a mentality. And again, I don't know if it's partially because of a young team as well, but it's just a mentality. It's a heart piece, and I've told them that. So we'll continue to watch it and practice it. But again, we can only hope to improve on it.
Do you kind of treat this similar to the UConn? Obviously, it's not UConn, but they're still a really good mid-major team. Like, as far as the message after, like the small goals at halftime, just kind of getting what you can out of it. And I guess, what did you think you did get out of it?
Yeah, it was very similar. And I think it was a similar feeling leaving the game as well of, you wish you can get it back, a little embarrassed, especially on our home floor. Again, I think that's a phenomenal team, and it's a veteran team, and they're crazy efficient offensively. I thought, and my hope was that we were going to be better and more efficient offensively, which we weren't today, unfortunately. But, similar message in the fact of, like, and I said this after the game, you can't get that one back. But can we all reflect in this room? Every single coaches, players, everybody, can we all reflect on What steps are we going to take to move forward to get better? And that could be in the gym. It could be the sleep that we're getting. It could be, are we hydrating and eating properly? It could be extra film. Like, what do we need to do? Treatment. Look at all facets and try to cover those. So that's what we're going to try to do moving forward.